Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of our Farmer's Market inspired recipes is one that we have played with before, but this is my official recipe and how it's supposed to go. Sauteed kale with a beautiful grilled New York steak, and I think you're going to love this dish. Now, like I've said before, when we cook our kale just slightly, we really enhance and bring out the nutrients that are in those incredible leaves. And that's very important because a lot of people love to eat raw kale salad, and sometimes I'm one of them. However, if we can put a little bit of color onto that kale, it's going to be not only more nutritious, but that much more delicious. Let's get started. What we're going to need to do is, in a pan, put 3 tablespoons of Rosenthal, basil, Arbasana, olive oil. We're going to do our fingerling potatoes that we're going to roast, and I like to roast those at 360 degrees for approximately 22 minutes. And what I do is I take my fingerling potatoes and I like to cut them in half, put them in a little bit of oil, salt, and pepper, and I promise you this recipe just takes care of itself. A half a bunch of kale is going to go into our pan, and if you have more people, add more kale. It's not a big deal. We're going to do our mushrooms always to taste because everyone has a different preference on how they like their mushrooms. Our onions are going to be nice and small diced to taste as well. Our grape tomatoes are going to be cut in a bias cut, which is a 45 degree angle, and put in our pan as well to taste. On our grill is going to go 2 New York steaks that we're going to cut in half after we season with salt and pepper and a little bit of butter. And I start to put a little bit of dry spices on there, whether it be a little bit of chipotle powder or a little bit of cayenne. I like a little bit of kick on my food. We're going to grill those steaks for not a long time at all. I like a good medium rare, and a good medium rare on a nice quality prime cut of New York steak is about 4 to 4.5 minutes on each side. And if you do it a la plancha and you put a weight on top of it, it'll cook even faster than that. But remember, what we want to do is we want to make sure the steak is nice and seasoned. We want to put it on our grill. We're going to let it do its thing. While that's working, I want to cook my kale, and I'm not really cooking my kale and turning it in to a nice, soft, almost like a wilted kale. We're not doing that at all. We're really just putting a little bit of color on there and cooking a little bit of that salt and pepper onto the kale. That way, it just enhances the flavor. Our mushrooms are going to be nice and al dente. Our onions are going to be just right where we want them to be, that early translucent stage. And our grape tomatoes are going to have a nice little stewed finish with a little bit of juice leaking out of them. This is such an awesome recipe. What I love to do is just lay my steak on the plate and top it with this delicious kale and with 4 tablespoons of Rosenthal balsamic, 1 tablespoon per person, instead of using an A1 steak sauce. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.